Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak meets today here in Washington with Secretary of State Powell and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. Later, he leaves for Camp David for weekend discussions with President Bush on ways to restart the Middle East peace process. Mubarak proposes that a Palestinian state be declared early next year, even before the major issues in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict are resolved. He'll present his case to an administration that hasn't decided how to proceed in the Middle East, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Bush administration officials describe a process of ongoing consultation with allies and regional leaders as the president tries to decide on a framework for pursuing peace. Mubarak will present his views to President Bush tonight and tomorrow at Camp David. On Monday, the president is scheduled to meet again with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. President Bush repeatedly has called on Arab leaders to take responsibility for bringing peace to the Middle East. Mubarak has stepped forward with a plan following another Arab proposal put forward by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah. Mohammed Wahbi, Washington bureau chief of the Egyptian newspaper Al-Musawar, says the Saudi initiative simply sets forth a final goal: Israeli withdrawal from the occupied territories in exchange for Arab recognition of Israel.
The idea now is that you have to have a mechanism, you have to have something to reach that goal. So what Mubarak is trying to get now is that mechanism. He is providing the mechanism to reach that goal.
Jeffrey Kemp served in the Reagan White House and now is director of regional strategic programs at the Nixon Center. He suggests that Mubarak also was in Washington to play catch-up.
I think he was somewhat eclipsed by the publicity given to Crown Prince Abdullah's peace initiative and felt somewhat sidelined. I think he's also aware that the Israeli Prime Minister has already had 5 visits to the Oval Office to meet President Bush, and that it's time for Egypt to play what it considers its traditional role as a broker between the Arabs and the United States and Israel.
Mubarak's proposal calls for declaring Palestinian statehood even before the toughest issues, such as borders and the status of Jerusalem, are resolved. Jeffrey Kemp predicts the Bush administration will give Mubarak a gracious reception, but little more.
Because they're also being tugged in the opposite direction by Israel, and we'll get an earful from Prime Minister Sharon on Monday that there can be no timetable until there is some semblance of peace, absence of violence, and before there has been serious reforms within the Palestinian community. And what the administration will try to do is try to straddle these two very different views of the road ahead.
Henry Siegman, a senior fellow on the Middle East at the Council on Foreign Relations, agrees that the administration is unlikely to adopt Mubarak's plan.
But I think what is important here is not the content of President Mubarak's ideas, but rather the fact that he now accepts, as does Saudi Arabia, the proposition that Arab countries have a responsibility to play a constructive, a proactive role in helping bring a peace agreement about.
The U.S. and its allies are trying to arrange a Mideast conference this summer to discuss the next steps. But U.S. officials say that at the moment, there is no American plan. Yesterday, a senior administration official said the White House has made no decision on the issue that is most important to the Arabs, giving the Palestinians a time frame for creation of a state. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.